Good morning. I want to talk to you about happiness. In Buddhism, we usually don't talk about happiness. We don't use that word. But I have been reflecting on the Buddha's and on Shinran Shonin's teachings for a long time, and the more I reflect and the more I live my life, the more I feel that life is really about happiness. The goal of life really is happiness. Some people are surprised or even shocked by this statement. As you know, in Buddhism we are taught that we need to overcome our selfishness. So many people logically think that seeking happiness is selfish. Do you think it is selfish to want to be happy? If you look carefully around you, you might notice that unhappy people are often extremely selfish. But that shouldn't be surprising. When I feel very unhappy, I am apt to focus all of my energy on myself and my own problems. At such times, I am the center of the universe, and I become oblivious to the troubles of others. I am in my own world of suffering, and may even interpret the happiness of others as an affront to myself. The poet A.E. Housman, in one of his poems in which he compared the simple happiness of country folk with the burdens and stresses of city dwellers, wrote these words: "The mortal sickness of a mind, too unhappy to be kind, undone with misery all they can, is to hate their fellow man." Nowadays, I wouldn't make such a distinction between country and city, but I think this is a very good description of modern people in general. When we are unhappy, we don't even appreciate our life, and we are so busy feeling bad that we simply don't care about others. We may even resent them. We have all been unhappy at times. What is unhappiness? Really, it is just when things don't go the way we think they should, the way we want. Unfortunately, our culture, the culture we live in, has brainwashed us into believing that winning, material success, getting what you want, are everything, and that if you aren't able to measure up to certain expectations, your existence has little or no value. You might ask yourself, isn't it better to win, to succeed? Isn't it better to always get what you want? But if we look at it with the guidance of the Buddhist teachings, we can see that the real value of the things we do in our life is not the outcome, not what we get out of it, but the richness of each experience and the wisdom we constantly receive. From a Buddhist point of view, losing is just as good as winning. Happiness does not come from winning as opposed to losing. When you win, you might feel good for a while, but when you lose, you can learn from your mistakes. You might gain humility. That's really valuable. Actually, all of our losing or failing in life is a great learning experience. If you are good at music or painting or writing or baseball or anything at all, you can never improve if you don't make mistakes. The most valuable thing we learn in life comes from realizing that we are not perfect and thus are able to learn from our experiences. Perfect people actually never learn anything. When we really understand that we are not perfect, we can enjoy the process of everything we do. If I win, that's good. If I lose, that's good too. Isn't it wonderful to have these opportunities to work together with others, to create, to learn, to play? Happiness doesn't come from always getting what we want, from winning or succeeding. If happiness depended on always winning, hardly anyone would be happy. There is a lot to say about happiness. It seems like the more things people have, the less happy they are. I have been to Thailand a few times, which is where my wife comes from. Thailand is a country that has been rooted in Buddhism for many centuries. There are maybe thousands of Buddhist temples in Thailand, and I think that Buddhism has very much influenced people's attitudes. Whenever I am there, I am always impressed by the kindness and basic happiness of ordinary people, especially people who don't have much. They seem to really enjoy the simple everyday joys of life, like eating and socializing. They seem to take life at a much slower pace than we do, and so they have the time to be kind and considerate. People who are basically happy can afford to be kind. More than once in Thailand, I was surprised by the kindness of people who would go out of their way to be helpful to us. I think that when we appreciate ordinary life, when we are able to take our time and enjoy everyday things, then I think we are much closer to happiness. Unfortunately, people in Thailand are beginning to experience the same kind of stress and unhappiness that is so common here. We have been a rich country for a long time, and so we are all very driven and ambitious, and we have to worry all the time in order to have all the things that we think we are normal to have. Being so worried and busy all the time makes us so stressful and unhappy, and so we find it hard to be patient and helpful and considerate of each other. We tend to be harsh in our judgments and filled with anger and conflict. Everyone in the world now wants to have the kind of lifestyle we have, including people in Thailand, so everyone is forgetting how to be happy, how to be kind. That is really sad. Many people today are aware that they are unhappy, and they are wondering why. They may seek answers. They may come to Buddhism, for example. But in Buddhism, we really have to ask the question, what is it teaching? What is Buddhism? Buddhism is not something that we have to practice in order to attain or accomplish something. It's not like everyday life. It's not about winning or losing. It's not about earning something that we want. Buddhism is really about appreciating life. Buddha's teaching guides us to true happiness. True happiness is for everyone. There are no losers. I would like to share a Zen Buddhist koan with you. Now, koan is a story, a short story that is meant to be reflected deeply. Here is the story. A student came to see Master Chao Cho Tsung Shen. Well, let's just call him Master Chao. And the student said to the master, "Master, what is Buddhism all about?" Master Chao said to this student, "Have you eaten yet?" The student said, "Yes, Master Chao, I have eaten." "And did you wash your bowl?" the master asked. "Yes, Master Chao, I did wash my bowl." "That is Buddhism," the master said. In this story, the student wanted to know what Buddhism is. We have to ask that question too. What is Buddhism? Is it about chanting sutras or lighting incense? Is it about having a big fancy temple with lots of decorations? Is it about how many members we have in our temple? Maybe those things are important in their own way, but Master Chao wants us to see something much more basic, something right in front of us that we can find even if we never see a Buddhist temple, something about our everyday life. In this story, Master Chao is trying to show the student and us that we shouldn't look for spiritual meaning outside of ourselves. We can find our deepest understanding of life in the simple, ordinary things that are part of everyday living. Everybody likes to eat, but it is very easy to overlook the things that support our life, such as food and warmth and love, as if they are too trivial and ordinary. But those are really what life is all about. To be a Buddhist is to be a person who appreciates the preciousness of life, who truly finds joy and meaning in the simple realities of life and is deeply grateful for everything that is received. This story teaches us to be grateful for our life, which is supported by countless other beings in the world. The meaning of Amida is boundless life. The food in our bowl is life, always supporting us, always giving us strength, and always teaching us as we walk the path of life. And just as we receive life from others, so we also have to wash the bowl. We're always beginning anew, rethinking what we've learned, Every moment of life, every experience, doesn't matter if they're pleasant or unpleasant experiences, they're all something to be experienced that enrich us and are really and truly the source of our happiness. So please remember, we might think that we can find happiness by making lots of money, by owning many expensive things, by showing others how successful or powerful we are. But true happiness is always found in simple gratitude and appreciation, from realizing the wonderful gift of life we receive in every simple, ordinary meal, in every smile, in every ordinary moment we live. The teaching of Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is to awaken us to that gratitude so that we can live in true happiness. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.